Brian Acheson and Neil Olstead write songs about kid stuff. Here's Brian.
Pooping, farting, zits, and boogers.
So obviously it's not the PBS kind of kid stuff typically prescribed by adults.
Pooping is fun, just flush when you're done.
And so many of those kindergarten teachers are like, oh my God, I can't believe you wrote these songs. And then all these fifth grade teachers, fifth grade to seventh grade, were like, boom, I'm so into this.
And here's Neil.
Cuckoo Kangaroo is a dance-along party band from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we do shows for kids and adults.
We're taller than you think.
It's true. They're both like 6'4". Neil sports a dark, dainty mustache and thick-framed glasses. And Brian looks like a handsome Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, we do songs about specific things pretty typically, like certain things, like wearable things, like a fanny pack, you know, lots of topics.
I look good when I wear a fanny pack. You look good when you wear a fanny pack. We look good when we wear a fanny pack.
What else do we have songs about?
They are about, like, silly items like rainbows, dinosaurs, unicorns. We like to hone in on one specific thing. Like not shaving your unibrow, and then that song is about unibrows.
I found out about these guys at a party. One for adults, not a kid in sight. We were streaming music videos from YouTube. At one point, somebody yelled out, "Hey, play Cuckoo Kangaroo!" Then this happened. A song called Dinosaur Stomp took over the living room.
Pick up your foot and stomp it, stomp it. Pick up your foot and stomp it, stomp it. Pick up your foot and stomp it, stomp it. Then we do it again.
This dance-along music video has 7 million views on YouTube. It shows Neil and Brian in black sweatpants and gold sneakers. They dance in front of seizure-inducing green-screen graphics. They stomp like T-Rex, so we started stomping. And then their arms start making giant chomping motions, so we started chomping. It was like Blue's Clues on LSD.
Call me a brontosaurus. I'll get you with my Taurus. Hey, 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 hey. Way down Jurassic Park. Hanging out after dark. I'm scary like a shark. Hey, hey, hey.
As we worked up a sweat dancing, I wondered, who is this music for? It looks like it's for kids, but how are a bunch of grown-ups having so much fun stomping and chomping?
I feel like it's more about the presentation and like how intense we are about it and how active the show is and how silly the show is. I feel like doing that, the duality of that and doing that with a song about rainbows or whatever, like that is sort of the appeal there for adults too. The way we rap or say a thing like reminds an adult of like of something else that they know or whatever. It's not just a lullaby Raffy song or whatever where it's like pretty simple and you're like, all right, this is for my kid, whatever. It's like we try to either stylistically with the music, with the beats, with the production, with the way we rap or sing a thing, we're trying to have it kind of be like a modern or like intense like hip hop or pop experience.
I gotta tell you it's so whack, that is a fact. All your pun based comedy. It's a dad joke.
When Neil and Brian started the band 8 years ago, they both worked side jobs. Neil was waiting tables and Brian worked in digital marketing. They toured in a Toyota Camry with nothing more than an iPod for instrumentation. But nowadays, Cuckoo Kangaroo is their full-time job. They still bring along the iPod, but now need a van to pack all the merch they sell at shows. In the last year, they've played about 130 gigs at elementary schools, public libraries, and zoos across the U.S. But they didn't initially set out to play for kids.
Yeah, mostly just accidentally. Like a couple of years after we started playing shows in bars, those people who were at the bar shows wanted us to maybe play some kid shows or, you know, get asked to do some birthday parties. And it just kept rolling like that.
We started as a college bar band.
Their roots playing for drunk people after midnight gave them the performance chops to also tour with punk bands for 21 plus crowds. Or an audience of 5,000 at the Internet Cat Festival. They've even played at nursing homes. They strive to balance this blend of audiences, shooting for places where they expect to be out of place.
That's how we like it. We want to be the oddest band on a bill. Doing things that other people are already doing is boring to us.
That's not how we got here.
Everybody poops eventually.
For KFAI, I'm Ryan Dawes.